All right. Our guest this morning is a country chart topper. He has an American Country Award for Artist of the Year.
Woo!
Has a CMT award as well.
Nice.
He's been cooped up in quarantine like the rest of us and can't wait to make human contact. Everybody welcome, Scotty McCrew.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
Good morning, Scotty.
Hey, hey.
What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Scotty, I don't know if you're tired of talking about this or not, but I've heard that you're quite the ping pong player.
Oh, man, I never get tired of talking about my ping pong skills.
All right, good. Good, because we have, what is it, at least two tables in our building?
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, man, like, it's all I've been doing during quarantine. You got some people in our building who want a piece.
Oh, man, I tell you what, man, when you're the champ, you got a target on your back. So
yeah.
I'm ready to go next time I get to Indy.
Our boss, Ryan Wild, says that you aren't a true champ until you come through Indianapolis and play a few people. And
my goodness, okay. The challenge is on.
Yeah. I don't know if he means more me or him, but I'm not even sure if, I don't know if you've met Ryan Wild or not. I'm not sure if he can even see over the net or not. He's kind of short, you know?
Hey, all you got to do is get it back on the table.
So how's it going? What's new with you?
We're just chilling, man. You know, it's been a lot of at home and but you know, it's cool. We're working on the album and me and the wife just had a second anniversary. So we're lots going on. So it's all good.
So are you planning on making a visit back here to 8 Seconds Saloon again, or are you going to be doing a bigger venue?
Hey, well, we love 8 Seconds. Yeah. We've always had a good time there. It's been a good crowd, but yeah, I guess we'll see. We were going to be on the road with Chris Young this year. So we would have really been doing it big, but you know, I had to get postponed. So hopefully we get back there and can see everybody soon.
Is there any kind of talks that's happening within your camp on like when you guys can start getting back to some things that you want to do?
Yeah. I mean, we're working on it and they're having daily conversations about, you know, what it's going to look like when we get back on the road. And there's already venues that are reaching out about, hey, what if we do a half full venue? What if we do every third seat or that kind of stuff? So we'll see. Yeah, it's, I'd say that's late fall, winter at the earliest.
Is there any concerns for you personally, like getting out on the road and doing concerts? Because like I saw, what was it, last Saturday, Alan Jackson did a show and there was like 7,000 people there. And I was like, oh man, 7,000 people. Is that safe?
Really? I hadn't seen that. Yeah. You know, for me, my only concern is the fan safety. And as long as we have a lot of safety measures in place and I know that everybody's going to be taken care of, then I'm more than happy to go, you know, sing some country music. So hopefully we can get to that point soon.
I was going down memory lane yesterday just watching your Idol audition and everything. And were you born with a deep voice? Like,
yeah, I was. That's how it came out for sure.
We're going to make that a drop right there, that deep wah, wah.
That's awesome. Well, it was such a pleasure meeting you and your dad when you were here. My husband and I both were, I was the MC that night, and you guys are just super sweet. I love how supportive your family is. That just makes such a huge difference.
Hey, Mindy, your husband needs to be let into the studio real quick. Hey, I know we're on a time restraint. Any details about the upcoming album that you can give away?
Yeah, all I can say is we're working on it, man. It's full steam ahead. I mean, this quarantine hasn't slowed us down one bit. You know, luckily we tracked a lot before the shutdown, so we're just polishing at this point and get mixes in, and so we'll have a lot of new music ready to rock. You know, once in between's life cycle's finished up.
Very good. Hey, we'll let you get going here. Next time you're in Indy, let's play some ping pong. And also, when you're in Indy, you're going to have to meet Mindy's husband, Bob, who just walked into our studio because he is just a day one fan of yours, man.
How you doing?
Oh, very cool. What's going on, man?
Not much. I met you at 8 Second and met your dad. And I think you did a great job balancing signing autographs and smiling for pictures while your hockey team was playing and missing it from the bus. So big props for doing what you need to do, man.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Bob fell in love with you. Well, we both did. Well, the minute we saw you on American Idol, and he literally said, he's winning.
Yeah, I wish he'd have told me, man. I was nervous about getting out.
Well, I'm also excited. I saw a couple Indiana dates on your tour schedule. I love how you go from Lafayette, Indiana to a London trip. So what a... That's a big difference.
Exactly how it's going to be. I think Lafayette was our last show before we were going to hit Europe. So that's exactly right.
Good talking to you, man.
Hey, a lot of love here for you from Indianapolis, man. We can't wait to see you, and I'll be practicing my ping pong skills. All right.
All right. Hey, can't wait to see y'all either. Y'all. You better sharpen up the tools, man, because I'll be ready to rock.
I like challenges. Bring it on, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Be safe, Scotty.
Hey, y'all be good.
All right. See you later.
See y'all.